after he gets here, it's going to work out whether people like it or not.
Hey, C4Q Mobile.
Thank you.
Another, a little damp morning at least.
In here. I don't know what it's doing right now. I think it's slacked off. First, they're ready for some dry weather again. I need to cut the grass. Unable to do anything yesterday other than walk the dogs, so didn't get much done concerning outside. So, got up just before 7, came down here and drank my second cup of coffee, going through my email on my phone. So that's my exciting day so far.
Yeah, I had two pieces of toast with peanut butter and jelly and two boiled eggs.
I usually, Lane gets me these little plastic boxes of, I call them finger pastries. They're small, about the length of my thumb, and the ones I had today have jellies in them. It's just a small sweet treat is what I call it. But I have a couple of those in the morning with the coffee. It ties me over till we eat about 10 o'clock, because it's typically when we eat, about 10. If I don't get something, I'm hungry by then. So, so I've got a list of things I got to do today, but a lot of it was outside. If it's going to be wet, I don't know if I can. I'll be able to do it. Who knows? N4IQ.
I mowed Sunday and got front back done. Boy, it was pretty thick and still kind of damp. The poor mower could hardly get through it. I mean, it was really thick. So, hopefully that's the last time I have to mow it. Maybe once, but I don't want to. Well, you know, I went to Walmart last night to get a printer cable. They don't have any. That also, I tell you this, Walmart, their stock is starting to get thin.
I tell you, I avoid Walmart. Sometimes you have to go in there. I just avoid it. Unless I can possibly go somewhere else, get what I want. But like I said, I've got a cable over here. I know you have driveways, but I've got one. Sometimes like a Walgreens will have it. Even a CVS, but Walgreens carries stuff like that often.
Yeah, I went to a general store. I went to a couple places the night before, and they didn't have it. I ended up getting it on Amazon, and I'll get it tomorrow. So I got, what did I get? I got two things. The main thing was I got some printer cables. Got a 3-pack for $7. Yeah, 15 feet each one. I mean, you'll never find that anywhere around here.
$7 for one, if you're lucky. So I'm sure you'll get it. That's 99% of stuff I'm buying these days comes from Amazon. But it's just, I don't have to go out in crowds. I can get exactly what I want. I don't have anything on order right now, which is very unusual. Let's see. Checked into the no-name net last night. I've been checking in fairly regularly, probably on the average every other night. Kim's out in Colorado. He went to Colorado and Wyoming. and went with Stan, so they're driving. They'll start driving back today. I guess they'll be home probably Thursday sometime late. But he was visiting friends of his that were out there. I think he just wanted to get out of the house. It was the other thing. But that, I've never been in that part of the States. I bet that would be interesting. But he says it's wide open out there. Some of those places, some of the areas that drive, you don't see anybody for an hour or more. Info IQ.
Okay. I was listening. I missed my turn. I'll just have to turn around. Oh, man. This turn that sneaks up is right over the hill. If you don't pay attention like I wasn't, you'll miss it. Well, let me just turn around. Up here. And, if I go on one of these other entrances, I don't get close to my building. So, I don't know if I can sneak around or not. Just a minute. This goes to the same place. I'm okay. Let's see, well, I'm trying. I ordered something else with it to get above the $25 thing. What was it? A great book. A great book, and it also has a section for putting, it's a roster, a great book type thing for $5 from Amazon. And I need some. Usually I don't need it because the regular teacher's there. I'm just there for a day or more or something. But I got to have it now. So anyway, that'll be there. I am parking. The problem I got right now is I don't have a key to the room. I have to wait till one of the other teachers out here in the portables come so I can get in the room. Oh, the geese are out on the field. It's not a flock of geese. I guess it is a flock.
So if you're getting back for your mic, it'd be a lot better. Sounds like you're in a wind tunnel because you keep breathing on the mic. It really is distracting. But, I won't keep transmission too long because maybe somebody will walk up. But, maybe someday they'll give you the key to the lock to the men's room. Whenever they decide to trust you with it. There's something I was going to tell you. Oh yeah. No, why do you have to buy at least $25 worth? Over.
To get free shipping.
But
I do. These are prime, but these are onesies and twosie type things. Low cost. You have to have a minimum of 25. They're prime.
Because I buy stuff $10-$12 all the time individually. If it says prime, it comes free.
No, not on these. Yeah, it says prime. I got a prime membership. Now on the larger ones, it's $26. Single item's $26. Then I get free shipping. A regular prime thing, but some of these smaller ones, they don't do it.
A different prime than I've got now. Okay, well, I tell you, I still get these. I still buy these academic calendars, that I put on my desk. They're booklets about the size of a regular sheet of paper, but this for 3 years. But they count for the summer. So basically, 1 year goes from like August, starts in August, I think it is, or July, I can't remember. But anyway, starts in July and goes around to June. I really like those, and I got used to using them when I was teaching. So I just get those. That's the only thing I get anymore. This one I've got is a three-year calendar, but it's a three-year academic calendar. And they're kind of hard to find, but you can find them on Amazon.
Like instead of a desk calendar, you using that. Let me get back from the side. You need, not you, but somebody needs to make a mic sock. Of course, then you can't see what buttons to push. Or have a, I don't know. These are too sensitive. There seems like there would be you could have a way where you can adjust the gain from these mic. You can open the mic and adjust the pot or something, capacitor. But these, all the Yaesu seem to be that way.
This one is just like that. This is Yaesu. But I'll hold off to the side of my mouth. And they're easy to get into. You can just put a little piece of cloth in there, probably help. Let's see. I bought a couple of cables, mic cables, because these cables wear out. The plastic gives away after a period of time, so I bought two of them. I stored them away. One of my mic cables out in the it's over in the escape. It's starting to shred, so I've just taped it up. I'm going to use it until it just falls apart, and then I'll put one of the new ones on. But they make it really easy to replace the cable, but the covering on it, after a period of time, it just starts splitting and whatnot. And I don't know if it's the temperature or just the flexing or what, or it just dries out. It, over a period of time, it just deteriorates. N4IQ.
Okay, I better go on this one. Yeah, I've done that. I've got a couple replacements because they will wear out after a while. Just all the flexing, so on and so forth. But I did have some. I'm not sure where it is. They are anymore. Usable. Well, let me get in there. We'll catch you later. N4IQ, H4Q mode.
Well, good talking this morning. Stay safe there and teach those kiddies whatever they need. Tell them to be good. I'll probably be here tomorrow. Today is Tuesday. I should be here tomorrow. AC4Q, N4IQ.
Okay, catch you later, AC4Q mobile. Clear.
Did you give that dimension to Marsha?
No, I got it, but I forgot. I'll text it to her.
We'll see. N4IQ.